The question. This book is a long meditation on a single question. Does the world embody beautiful ideas? Our question may seem like a strange thing to ask. Ideas are one thing, physical bodies are quite another. What does it mean to embody an idea? Embodying ideas is what artists do. Starting from visionary conceptions, artists produce physical objects. Our beautiful question, then, is close to this one. Is the world a work of art? Posed this way, our question leads us to others. If it makes sense to consider the world as a work of art, is it a successful work of art? Is the physical world, considered as a work of art, beautiful? For knowledge of the physical world, we call on the work of scientists. But to do justice to our questions, we must also bring in the insights and contributions of sympathetic artists. Spiritual cosmology. Our question is a most natural one in the context of spiritual cosmology. If an energetic and powerful creator made the world, it could be that what moved him, or her, or them, or it, to create was precisely the impulse to make something beautiful. Natural though it may be, this is assuredly not an orthodox idea, according to most religious traditions. Many motivations have been ascribed to the Creator, but artistic ambition is rarely prominent among them. In Abrahamic religions, conventional doctrine holds that the Creator set out to embody some combination of goodness and righteousness, and to create a monument to his glory. Animistic and polytheistic religions have envisaged beings and gods who create and govern different parts of the world with many kinds of motives, running the gamut from benevolence to lust to carefree exuberance. On a higher theological plane, the Creator's motivations are sometimes said to be so awesome that finite human intellects can't hope to comprehend them. Instead, we are given partial revelations, which are to be believed, not analyzed. Or alternatively, God is love. None of those contradictory orthodoxies offers compelling reasons to expect that the world embodies beautiful ideas, nor do they suggest that we should strive to find such ideas. Beauty can form part of their cosmic story, but it is generally regarded as a side issue, not the heart of the matter. Yet many creative spirits have found inspiration in the idea that the Creator might be, among other things, an artist whose aesthetic motivations we can appreciate and share, or even, in daring speculation, that the Creator is primarily a creative artist. Such spirits have engaged our question in varied and evolving forms across many centuries. Thus inspired, they have produced deep philosophy, great science, compelling literature, and striking imagery. Some have produced works that combine several, or all of those features. These works are a vein of gold running back through our civilization. Galileo Galilei made the beauty of the physical world central to his own deep faith and recommended it to all. The greatness and the glory of God shine forth marvelously in all his works and is to be read above all in the open book of the heavens. As did Johannes Kepler, Isaac Newton, and James Clerk Maxwell. For all those searchers, finding beauty embodied in the physical world, reflecting God's glory, was the goal of their search. It inspired their work and sanctified their curiosity, and with their discoveries, their faith was rewarded. While our question finds support in spiritual cosmology, it can also stand on its own. And though its positive answer may inspire a spiritual interpretation, it does not require one. We will return to these thoughts toward the end of our meditation, by which point we will be much better prepared to appraise them. Between now and then, the world can speak for itself.